Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here, and pleased to be joined in studio by Juwan James, the number 19 overall pick, the newest member of the Miami Dolphins. Juwan, thanks for joining us. How you doing, man?
Thanks. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here right now. You know, I'm living the dream.
Welcome to South Florida. Take us a little bit. First of all, let's go back to last night when you got the phone call from the Miami Dolphins. What was that scene like? You were in Georgia at home with your family and friends. What was that like?
Sitting on the couch, you know, just heard a lot about, you know, them picking me at 19 maybe. I remember the clock got down to about 2 minutes. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, I guess they're not going to get me. As soon as I, you know, thought that in my mind, my phone started vibrating. You know, I answered the phone, this coach, and then I'm talking to him. And I leave the room because everybody starts getting excited. Everybody's screaming and stuff. You know, I got emotional. You know, I got to talk to everybody in the room. Got to talk to Mr. Hickey. Got to talk to Coach Philbin. And it was just a great experience. You know, it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience, and I really appreciate them giving me this opportunity.
Okay, so who amongst the family and friends was the most excited? Who had, like, the biggest reaction?
My mother, definitely. My mother, you know, she was proud. You know, she knows how hard I worked, you know, how hard we all worked to get me to, you know, to the place I am here today. And, you know, I appreciate her for that. And, you know, it's just credit to all the hard work we put in.
Now, we had you on the show 11 days ago, and you told us, hey, listen, I talked to the Dolphins at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, a personal visit, and all this other stuff. And we find out, talking to Dennis Hickey, he said, yeah, we spent a lot of time with Juwan James, and not only did we spend a lot of time with him, but he also was kind of telling me, hey, I want to go at number 19. I want to be your first-round pick. What was that conversation like?
When I was here on the visit, you know, I was like, hey, coach, like, I don't want to leave. I was like, I really don't want to go home right now. I was like, what do we have to do for me to be here? He goes, you know, it's all out of your hands now. He goes, you've done everything you have to do. Just go home, and, you know, you'll find out where you're going to go. And, you know, I appreciate him giving me this opportunity.
So you had a little bit of a feeling that the Dolphins were interested. But when did it kind of sink in that, okay, yeah, this is actually reality?
When I got the phone call, definitely, because I didn't want to have any expectations. You know, I just wanted to play football. I wanted to be able to play in the NFL. And, you know, they made that happen at number 19.
Juwan James, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And some have described you as a plug-and-play player, a guy who's going to come in and start right away at right tackle. You talked to us last night when we had you on the show that you said, yeah, I'm going to come in and compete. What's your mindset in terms of the expectation level that's placed on a first-round pick?
You know, I'm just going to come in and try to, like I said, compete and try to, you know, contribute to this team in a positive way as much as I can, you know, on and off the field. But, you know, on the field, I'm going to compete. Try to earn the respect of these guys, like I said, and just go out here and earn, you know, earn what I'm given. You know, the playing time I'm going to get, whether it's starting, whether it's a swing man, whether it's anything, it's got to be earned. So I'm just trying to come out here and earn it.
All right, you've told us that one of your best friends is currently a member of the Miami Dolphins, Dallas Thomas, your former teammate at Tennessee. Have you spoken to him, and what have those conversations been like?
It's actually been so crazy that I really haven't got a chance to talk to him. He texts me about 3 times, and I was like, call me, man, call me. And I was on the phone with everybody. Hey, on the phone with y'all, and, you know, talking to everybody. But I'm going to get a chance to see him today. You know, that's very exciting. That's big, you know, for the University of Tennessee. You know, big really, really for us, and, you know, the O-line.
No doubt about it. All right, and so you mentioned he tried to get in touch with you. How many calls, text messages would you estimate you received once the pick was announced between now and then?
I looked at my phone. I had 900 notifications. After I got off the phone with everybody, whether it was, you know, a text message, Twitter, missed phone calls, it was 900. So it was my phone froze up on me last night.
I was going to say, I guess that's when they coined the term, you're blowing up.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it right there. All right, so we've talked a lot so far. You had a press conference and everything about you as a football player. Mm-hmm. But we want to get to know Juwan James, the person. So before we get into kind of your personal life and that sort of stuff, let's talk about you growing up playing football. Was there a specific player, whether it's a current NFL player or former NFL player, that you tried to model yourself after?
Not growing up, really. Well, really one, Audrey Comper. You know, I was a tight end first. I started football in the 8th grade, played tight end 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. And, you know, I wanted to be Audrey Comper, but I was too slow. You know, I didn't have the hands for it. And my O-line coach in high school said, hey, I feel like you'd be a pretty good offensive tackle. You know, you could get a scholarship for this and maybe go to the NFL one day. And he was right. You know, that junior year I switched over and haven't missed a game since.
So that was your offensive line coach in high school.
Yep.
Have you talked to him since you
Yeah, I talked there? I talked to him this morning. Talked to him this morning.
And what's his name?
His name is, Coach Allen. Chuck Allen.
Yep. Okay, so he had the vision for you.
Yeah,
at
he
that
did.
Point, did that even be? Did that even cross your mind as a reality at that point when you were playing football?
No, it wasn't. I was just a kid out there playing, you know, playing a game for the love of the game. You know, now this is a real opportunity.
Juwan James, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, number 19 pick from Tennessee, joining us here on the Finsiders. And so last night, I'm watching the first round of the NFL draft. We were doing our broadcast, but one of the cool things they did for the players who attended the draft is that everybody got to pick their song that they walked across the stage to. Now, obviously, you were at home. You were in Georgia with your friends and family, as you explained. But if you were there, which song would you pick to walk across the stage of Radio City Music Hall?
I'm really not sure.
No, you have,
yeah, I never
you have
gave
a favorite
that.
Artist?
I never
gave,
my favorite artist is Jay-Z, definitely. I like a lot of old Jay-Z, Blueprint, things like that. But I'm not sure what song I would have. I never gave that thought.
Okay, well, you have to think about that a little bit. But maybe a Jay-Z song. All right, you have a unique spelling in your first name.
Yeah.
So I'm curious is whether there's a story behind that or how that came about.
Well, my mom, she loved the name Juwan from Juwan Howard. You know, he played for the Miami Heat a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's assistant coach now.
Yeah, she loved the name Juwan, but she wanted to be spelled, you know, a unique way. And so she put the apostrophe in it, J-A-W-A-N. And, you know, she gets mad sometimes I don't put the apostrophe in and things like that. But that's why, though. She got it from Juwan Howard.
Okay. Juwan Howard. Well, cool. Well, now you're in South Florida.
Yeah.
He's in South Florida. We'll have to pass that story along to him. All right. Here's another one just kind of out of left field. But if you had the opportunity to sit down with any three people from history for a dinner or for a lunch or something like that, who would they be?
Jay-Z, Michael Jordan, and Eva Mendez.
All right, Eva Mendez, your favorite actress?
Yep, my favorite actress.
You have a favorite movie as well?
I liked her in a lot of different movies. She's always in movies with Denzel. She was funny in All About the Benjamins. That was made down here in Miami.
That's right. I'm right there with you with the Michael Jordan pick. He'd be one of my three as well.
He'd have to be at the table.
All right, we had the opportunity to speak to your college coach, Butch Jones, a little bit earlier today on the show, and he was telling us that if there's one thing he knows about you, it's that you love watches. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of watch you have on right now?
Yeah, right now I got a nice little Citizen's watch. He always gets on me about this, what I'm wearing right now. He always says it looks like a knockoff Breitling.
So I got to ask you this, because most of the time, and again, this is kind of the stereotypical thing when you talk to new draft picks, especially first round picks, you know, you get your first contract and we're talking about, hey, you know, Teddy Bridgewater bought his mom a car and somebody maybe it's getting your first house. You get a first watch? Is that what you're going to do? Maybe that's your first big purchase?
I've talked to Coach Jones about it. He said he would give me one of his if I went first round. He told me that last year, so I'll have to talk to him.
Convenient. He didn't bring that up to us.
He didn't.
Well, good stuff. So, Juwan James, you're down here in South Florida. What's the plan now going forward? You just toured the facility. Mm-hmm. You're kind of going through this whirlwind press tour. Yeah. What's the plan now going forward?
You know, they said I could go home tonight, but I'll have to be back Monday. So I think I'm going to just stay, you know, stay for these next 6 weeks, you know, get in here and get some work in with these guys and you'll try to catch up and get a head start.
All right, and we know you're on Twitter at Juwan James 70, so we're going to let the Dolphins fans down not just down here in South Florida, but throughout the world who watch us on Dolphins.com, let them know that follow you on Twitter at Juwan James 70. Good stuff. Anything else? Any other messages you want to send out to the fans?
I appreciate this opportunity. You know, I'm going to give my offer in this team and in this city.
Good stuff. Juwan James, new right tackle of the Miami Dolphins. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Finsiders. Pleasure to have you here in person after we talked on the phone a couple of times.